This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to dip back into our Marketplace Edison Research poll here for a little bit. Lots of great data points about this economy in it and how people are feeling about this economy. Today, how they're feeling about their jobs, and the short answer is not great. More than half of Americans are afraid of losing their jobs over the next 12 months. And needless to say, living in fear of unemployment, especially during a pandemic when there are countless other things to stress you out, can take an additional huge psychological and emotional toll. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on that one.
Hervé Monpoint has this routine that helps him get to sleep. He drinks chamomile tea, then lies down in bed and pulls up the most boring video he can find on YouTube.
You know, like when you put on the History Channel late at night back in the 90s, early 2000s or something.
But the other night, even that didn't do it. At 3 a.m., he was wide awake, pacing the room, thinking about work.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat for a good while. It felt like if I sat down and took a breath, I was just going to explode.
Monpoint works at an engineering firm in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ever since he started working from home during the pandemic, his productivity has fallen. He gets distracted easily by his dog and household chores. Also, the software his company uses hasn't been working right.
And that's taken an even harsher toll on my production rate. And I keep getting emails about my production numbers being low, and that's kind of put me in a state of panic.
Monpoint thinks he might lose his job, and he's not confident that he'd find another one in this economy. A lot of people are living in a state of constant fear right now about getting sick and about losing their livelihoods, their jobs, maybe their homes. Rodrigo Amayel works in sales for a company in Massachusetts that programs pharmaceutical and biotech conferences.
There's just an incredible amount of uncertainty right now as to when we're going to be able to go back to having actual revenue from live events, which is probably 90% of the revenue for the company.
He's gotten through a few rounds of layoffs, but he worries he'll be next, which is making it hard to function, especially because he's a single dad.
For the past couple of weeks, I've been completely paralyzed. I really don't know where to put my efforts and how to make myself valuable to the company.
He finds himself meditating and exercising a lot to cope.
I used to do these things for well-being, and now it feels like I'm doing these things just to keep my head above water.
For some people, this moment of financial uncertainty also brings grief. Cecilia Feely runs the Rutgers University Transportation Autism Project, which looks for ways to make public transit more accessible for people with autism. Because of the pandemic, the funding has run dry. Her hours were just cut, and she fears the program will disappear entirely.
I just feel like, you know, a lot of sadness and almost like a loss of something. So, and because I helped create it, it wasn't really like just a job. It was like kind of like, you know, my baby or something that I feel like is slipping away.
Feely is a transportation engineer and started the program 10 years ago when her son, who's now 21, was diagnosed with autism.
And I know that there's still a lot of need for the population.
There's not one easy answer for how to get through this kind of fear and grief. Therapists say some things can help. Meditation, long walks, whatever brings you at least momentary peace or joy. And maybe it helps to remember that what you're feeling is not surprising, given the circumstances. And there are a lot of other people up at 3 a.m. right now. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.